So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. Eliikasha hakasha. If there is a case which might support Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Mukhlefas Hashita, to reverse the opinions of Bisham and Bishil, it would be the following. The Mishnah on the next daf states, Bisham Oimrim, Ein Neitlin Esa Eli Lekatzer Lav Basar, Ubisil Matirin. Bisham holds that one may not take an Eli, a thick board used to chop and grind items that are forbidden on Yom Tov, even to cut meat, which is permissible, because the board is a klisha malachta l'isser, and therefore mukta. Basil permits using the board, apparently because he is makel in the face of Simchas Yom Tov. This again seems to contradict the first Mishnah of the Masechta. Hashechet chayev o'ev b'yom tov, b'shama o'imim yachber b'deker b'yichasa, v'basil o'imim lo yishchit elmken ho'y lo'y offer mukhan mibo'ayyayim. This Basil seems to be machmer in the face of Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara answers. The Beis Shammai forbid the Eli because it's mukta, but permit Kisa Adam because they hold that there is no Issa Drabbanan. The Beis Hillel permit using the Eli because it's a Kli, and therefore is not mukta machmas gufay, but merely mukta as a Kli shemalachta le'isser, which is mukta le'tzer gufay. But forbid Kisa Adam because they hold there is an Issa Drabbanan. Another case. Beis Shammai oimim ein nois nesa or lefne hadarson v'loik b'yeno, elm ken yeshulav kezayis basur, u'Beis Hillel matirin. According to Beis Shammai, the hide of an animal that was slaughtered on Yom Tov may not be placed where people would trample upon it, nor may it be moved. Beis Hillel permits both. Here too the Gemara explains. The Beis Shammai forbids setting down the hide or handling it because it appears like ma'abed, and it's mukta. But permit kisa adam because they hold there is no issa d'rabbanan. Beis Hillel permit handling the hide since it's chazi lemizga lavei. It is usable to sit on, it does not appear like ma'abed, and it's not mukta. But forbid kisa adam because they hold there is an issa d'rabbanan. Another case. B'shamay forbids removing shutters and doors of closets on Yom Tov because of stira, disassembling. B'shamay permits removing them, and even allows one to replace the doors, all in order to provide tzarche echel nefesh, food and other needs for Yom Tov. This case also seems to show that B'shamay is makel in cases involving simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara again refutes this. B'shamay forbid it because they hold yesh binyan stir b'kelim, but permit kis adam because they hold there is no issa d'rabbanan. The Beis Hillel permit it because they hold ein binyan istir b'kelim, but forbid kisa adam because they hold there is an isra d'rabbanan. In summation, the Gemara cannot prove that Beis Hillel is lenient as a general rule regarding case of Simchas Yom Tov, and therefore there is no contradiction between the Mishnayos, and thus there is no need to reverse the opinions in the first Mishnah of our Masechta. The next Mishnah continues to discuss taking doves from the dove coat for the Yom Tov meals. Zok the Mishnah, B'shama oimim lo yitol elmkein nanea mib'oyoyim. Hashem holds that he may take the birds only if he handled those birds before Yom Tov. Only with physical handling do they become designated for use on Yom Tov, and the muktzah status removed. Basil holds that verbal designation is sufficient to remove the muktzah status. The Gemara further clarifies in the opinion of Basil that the reason that he must specify the actual birds, zevzani naital, and it is not sufficient to specify the coop or birdhouse from which he will be taking the birds, mikana ninaital amacher, is because Beis Hillel does not hold a brera. If one held a brera, they would be allowed to choose birds on Yom Tov, which would then retroactively indicate that these were the birds that he had intended to use from before Yom Tov. Rabbi explains that perhaps Beis Hillel does hold a brera. However, in our case, we cannot permit a general designation, because when the person actually takes the birds on Yom Tov, he might not be happy with some specific birds, and he would end up handling mukta unnecessarily. Ultimately, he might find all of the birds unsatisfactory, in which case he will end up refraining from Simchas Yom Tov. If he actually chooses the birds before Yom Tov, he will use them on Yom Tov. Zok the Mishnah. Zimein shecharim umatz lavanim, lavanim umatz shecharim. If a person designated black birds for use on Yom Tov, and then found white birds in their stead, or vice versa, the birds are forbidden, as these are obviously not the birds that he had originally designated. The Gemara explains that this is speaking of a case where he prepared both black and white birds, but they were found in different positions from where they were previously. The Mishnah teaches that we cannot assume that these are the same birds. They may be new birds and therefore mukta. Shnayim matzah shleisha asurim. If one designated two birds and then found three birds, they are similarly forbidden, either because all three birds are new birds or an extra bird got mixed with the original two. In either case, all three birds are now forbidden. Shalosh matzah shnayim mutar. If you set aside three birds, and then Yom Tov found only two, they are permissible, as we assume that one flew away, and the remaining two are from the original batch. B'toich haken, umotzeh lefnei haken, asurin. If you left them inside their nest, and there are now birds outside the nest. The birds are forbidden, as we cannot be sure that these are the original birds. If, however, there are no other birds near the nest before Yom Tov except for these birds, they are permissible, as it is reasonable to assume that these are the same birds. The Gemara compares the case of Shleishu Matzah Shnayim Mutarin to a similar case of Maisa Sheni Funds described in the Braisa. Hiniach Mana Umatzah Masayim. A person left 100 zuz of Maisa Sheni and later found 200 zuz in that spot. Rebbe holds that we assume that these are the original 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni funds with another 100 zuz of chulin mixed in. Nachum hold hakol chulin. We assume that he had removed the original 100 zuz and all 200 zuz here are new chulin funds. Similarly, hineich masayim umatzah mana, mana munach umana mutl devi Rebbe. If he left 200 zuz and subsequently found only 100, we assume that he took 100 and left 100 of the original Maaser Sheni. Nachumayim hakol chulin. Chama again hold that 100 zuz are not from the original monies and can be regarded as chulin. The Gemara suggests that our Mishnah of Shleishu Matzah Shnayim must follow Rebbe, who holds that we assume that only a part was removed. According to the Chachamim, we assume that all three birds left, and what we find are new birds. The Gemara, however, refutes this saying, Shani Gezalis, Hoyil V'asuin Lidadis. Birds, unlike money, have a habit of wandering. And therefore, it is plausible to say that one of the three birds wandered off, leaving two of the original three birds. However, in the case of Maaser Sheni, it is highly unlikely that someone would only take some of the money and leave some of it behind.